Moses is a shepherd and he is somewhere in Midian shepherding his father-in-law's sheep, and God is appearing to him from a burning bush. And this is the famous story of burning bush, when Moshe doesn't know how that's possible. He's surprised that there is a bush that's burning and is not being consumed by the fire. He's coming closer, and God starts talking to him from the bush. And God is trying to persuade Moses to take Jews out of Egypt. And Moses is reluctant. It took Moses 7 days to agree to go on this mission. So God was able to persuade Moses. But the question is, how was he able to persuade him? A rather strange story is that God was able to convince Moses by performing 3 miracles, which is strange. Moshe was not convinced that he can do it. Moshe did not think that this mission will be successful. God does 3 little miracles and Moshe says, okay, I'm good to go. Really, these 3 miracles had a message that Moshe was able to understand, and that's why he agreed. We know that God does not perform miracles for no reason. If God just wanted to show Moses that he is more powerful than anything that we see in our nature, God could have made 1 big miracle. Why do you have to do 3 miracles? Well, we will see that these 3 miracles had 3 messages that were answering Moshe's concerns. What were Moshe's concerns? Number one, Moshe was telling that Jews will not listen to him. I will come to the Jews. I will tell them, let's go out of Egypt. They will not listen to me. And by the way, Moshe was 100% correct. When he came, Jews first did not want to listen to him. Moshe's second concern was that he is not a good messenger. Why? Because he was stuttering and he had bad diction. He did not speak well. Nowadays, could you imagine a political leader who cannot speak in public? You can't even think of that. It doesn't happen. Because one of the main things for a leader is to be able to communicate his ideas to people. If he is a bad speaker, if he is a lousy speaker, how can he be the leader of the entire nation? So Moshe says he's a bad messenger. Moshe's third concern was that Pharaoh will not listen to him. Why? Because Pharaoh believed that he is a deity. Pharaoh believed that he is God. And some little shtunk, you know what shtunk means in Yiddish? This little nobody comes and says, you know what, I'm taking the Jews out of Egypt, you got to listen to me. Pharaoh will laugh in his face. Who are you? So Moshe had these 3 concerns that, by the way, were all very legitimate concerns, and we know that they were legitimate because they all turned out to be true. Jews first did not want to listen to Moshe. Pharaoh did not want to listen to Moshe. And Moshe did have a very hard time convincing Jews. But God answered these 3 concerns by performing 3 miracles. The miracle number 1 was God asked Moshe, what is in your hand? Moshe said, a staff. God said, throw the staff on the ground. Moshe did, and it turned into a snake. Moshe got scared. It's a snake. God says, don't be afraid of a snake. Pick it up by its tail. And after Moshe picks it up by its tail, the snake turns back into a staff. What does it mean? Moshe's staff was what Moshe was getting his support from his entire life. People walked with a staff. It was a walking stick. Moshe used the staff for many holy missions when he needed it. So Moshe's staff was something very important and holy. But you know what? When you take this staff and you throw it on the ground, when you throw it in the dirt, do you know what happens to it? It turns into a snake. Moshe was concerned that Jews are now just like a snake. By the way, why was Moshe in Midian now? Because he had to run away from Pharaoh. Because one of the Jews snitched on him. The Torah compares a snitcher to a snake, because a snake kills with its mouth. A snitcher, somebody who reports on a Jew to an unjust authority, but somebody who betrays Jew on reports to an unjust king or unjust government system on a Jew who was trying to save other Jews, he's like a snake, the Torah says, because he kills with his mouth. So Jews were in a very low state. They were like snakes because they were crawling on the ground. Snake is compared to the lowest of the animals. Snake is the reason why we had the very first sin in our history. the sin of fruit of tree of knowledge. And snake is also the epitome of evil because a snitcher is compared to a snake. And Moshe suffered from snitchers. But God says, why are Jews like this? Because they were thrown onto the ground. Because they were thrown into dirt. You pick them up, you take the snake by tail and you lift it, it's going to become back into a staff. Jews are in this low state because of outside circumstances, not because of their internal situation. It is the outside circumstances of the exile that forced Jews to act the way they did. You need to lift them up and it's going to go away. That was miracle number one. Miracle number two was that God tells Moshe Rabbeinu to put his hand into his bosom, and then Moshe takes it out, and his hand was covered with leprosy. Moshe got scared. He had a skin disease. Moshe got scared, and he puts his hand back into his bosom, and it turns out to be good. What is God telling Moshe? When we keep hands in our bosom, when we fold our hands, what does it mean we are not doing anything? When I'm sitting with folded hands, it means what? I'm not doing anything. That's what it usually means. Hands is what we are primarily doing, whatever we are doing with. Whether we work with our hands, or even if we work with our heads, we write and we type with our hands. So hands is our primary tool that we do things with. And God says, when you are folding these hands, when you're putting your hand into your bosom, when you are unable to, when you're not willing to use your hands, when you're not willing to do things, it turns into a sickness, a skin disease, a leprosy. Very often, we are holding back our abilities by not trying, by not pushing forward. You know, it is an interesting thing. People are pre-programmed to be afraid of a failure. People are not pre-programmed to always look for success. Most of people don't look for success. Some don't, but there's no built-in desire for success in every human. There is a built-in desire not to fail in every human. So because we are afraid of failure, we have a hard time moving forward, trying new things, because new things could mean not succeeding. If I'm trying something new, I might fail. So it's easier for me to fold my hands, put my hand in my bosom to not do anything, because it's a safer route. It's a safer way of living. God says, you know what? When you take your hand and you put it in your bosom, when you are not using your hand, when you are not doing things, it turns into leprosy. According to the Jewish law, somebody who had a spiritual leprosy was supposed to be isolated. He was supposed to be in quarantine. So God says, if you are not using your abilities, it's like you are not living with other people. It's like you are just segregating yourself from everyone else. You need to interact with people and do things. This was the second miracle. And the third miracle was that Nile River that Moshe was near turned into blood. And we already remember that this was also the first one of 10 plagues that Egyptians had later on. So why did God perform this miracle for Moshe right now? We know that in Egypt, Nile was a deity. People were bowing down to Nile because their entire existence was dependent on Nile. There's no rain in Egypt. People were bowing down to Nile because their entire life was sustained by the river. Nile is the second longest river in the world. Do you know how long Nile is? The length of Nile is similar to the distance between New York and Warsaw. Nile is huge. And for Egyptians, it was their god, their deity. God told Moshe, I'm going to turn this deity into blood. What does it mean? Jews were killed by the Nile River. Jews were thrown into Nile River. God says, I'm going to show to everyone that this Nile River is really used to kill Jews. I'm going to show the truth about Nile River. I'm going to uncover the truth. Moshe was afraid to go to Pharaoh, and God said, he's not a deity. He's not a power. There's no power besides for me, says God. I'm the only true power. Don't be afraid of anyone besides for me, says God, because nobody has any strength, any power besides for me. So Moshe had three concerns. First of all, about the Jews. The Jews are in such a low state that they will not want to be redeemed. Moshe had concerns about his own abilities. And Moshe had concerns about whether Pharaoh is going to listen to him. All these three concerns were addressed by the three miracles that Moshe saw. God told Moshe, First of all, Jews are in such a low state because of external circumstances. It's true that Jews will have a difficult time listening to you, but it's because of external circumstances, not because of who they are. You will have a difficult time, but you will be able to prevail, says God. And Pharaoh, he's not a real deity. Don't be afraid of him. Nobody has any power in the world besides for me.